are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to talk about this possible Boston bombing friend of the suspect, brothers Tsarnaevs, who had been shot this morning during FBI questioning. We're also going to talk about the Costa Concordia captain, Francesco Schettino, who is going to be on trial for the horrible shipwreck that happened a year ago, leaving 32 people dead, especially since he abandoned the ship while these people were still trapped. We're also going to talk about NASA coming up with a way to actually make food using insects and a 3D printer. All right, could this be later the way to end world hunger? We'll see. So, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a judge in Italy has ordered the captain of the Costa Concordia to stand trial in the shipwreck of the cruise liner, which stuck a reef off of Tuscany last year, killing 32 people. Francesco Schettino will be the only defendant in the trial. It'll begin July 9th in the Tuscan town of Grosseto. The indictment was announced today. Five other defendants successfully sought plea bargains in their cases, which are now being handled separately. Schettino is charged with manslaughter, causing a shipwreck, and then abandoning the ship while many of the 4,200 passengers and crew were still on board. He denies the charges. Remember the Coast Guard having an argument with him? Right, actually cussing at him and yelling at him to get back on the boat. And he's arguing with them. Oh, there's people still on there, huh? The Concordia had ran aground off the tiny island of Giglio. Schettino's lawyer says he faces as much as 20 years in prison if convicted. I mean, that was horrifying. Now, we could, in this day and age, so close to land, have people that died on a cruise ship. That's one of the reasons why we didn't do our cruise last year, the Dr. Dahlia cruise, out of respect for what was going on. People were unfortunately still on the boat, and I didn't want to be advertising the Dr. Dahlia cruise at the time. Many people were also concerned that this, I believe Costa Concordia is, I believe it's a part of the Carnival line. I'm not sure. People were concerned that the prices would go down, even though we weren't using Carnival at the time. And we decided to put off the cruise until this year. But, you know, to think that in this day and age, with this happening, people would be trapped and not orderly taken off the boat. The boat started to list. We remember that. And people, I believe, were told to go back to their rooms. When the, I believe the captain was at the time eating dinner with that blonde bombshell. These were pictures that were being surfaced when the story broke. And there was a loud noise. Over the overhead, we have reports that staff had told people to go back to their rooms. Well, some people didn't want to go back to their rooms or to go back to their cabins, and they looked, and then they saw what was going on, and they started to evacuate people. But other people who went back to their rooms didn't get evacuated. And unfortunately, some had died getting caught as the boat was listing. And it's almost another Titanic nightmare to the 100th birthday day. Close to the 100th birthday of the Titanic. Extremely eerie. And Francesco Schettino, we hadn't heard much about him in the last year. Well, now we know why. The other defendants were working on plea bargains, and he now is going to be up and charged with manslaughter, which I think many of us think is just a small token of what he needs to pay for what happened. 1-877 Doc Dali 1-877 DOCDALI. Also in news today, IRS official who is going to be overseeing important implementations of Obamacare through the IRS, Lois Lerner, has taken the fifth when it comes to the IRS investigation and scandal of conservative groups, being targeted. As she took the fifth, she made a statement saying that she has done nothing wrong. Quote unquote, I have not broken any laws. I have not violated any IRS rules and regulations. Lerner said, adding that she never misled or lied to Congress, which had been contended by some legislatures. Now, her statement actually would have been considered testimony. So how do you give the Fifth Amendment? How do you utilize and invoke the Fifth Amendment, your constitutional right, but you still are able to make a statement in your defense? When you take the Fifth Amendment, you sit there and you be quiet. So if you're allowed to make a statement in your defense, but you're taking the Fifth so nobody could ask questions, if that's allowed, wow. All right, then, I mean, that just changes the whole court system. So you could then, in any case, if you want, plead the Fifth, make your statement of innocence, and prosecutors can't ask you any questions. Now, I'm under the assumption that if you do plead the Fifth and you try to blurt out some testimony, it gets stricken from the record. But, the cat's already out of the bag. So, did she already breach her Fifth Amendment rights, and then should be she be interrogated? My big concern with that is I think we have enough evidence right now, as well as there was a confession from the IRS apologizing for quote-unquote overzealous audits. And so I would, as far as I'm concerned, I would like to start moving towards less IRS involvement in Obamacare. That would be my suggestion. And as we discussed in the first hour, and I'll quickly review this hour, there's at least 8 new organizations within IRS that is going to be implementing Obamacare. And, maybe we should try to get the IRS out of the equation, although that's the only reason why Obamacare was even allowed to stand per the Supreme Court. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don for working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This segment of the show is sponsored by Freeze Dry Guy. It's never too early to be prepared, especially with hurricane season coming. Not a bad idea to start stocking up on food that will not get destroyed by water. Hopefully be able to last very long times in your house, in your little storage area, for a quote-unquote rainy day. Great food, great prices. Go to my website at drdahlia.com or go to freezedryguy.com to find out more information on how you could take advantage of May specials. All right, so in the first hour of the show, a couple hours ago, we were talking about IRS now having 8 new offices to enforce Obamacare, all right, because the IRS has to implement the biggest change in tax laws in 20 years due to Obamacare. It has created 8 offices and quote-unquote special teams to handle this. This is why what's been happening with Lois Lerner and some of the IRS officials have been so scary for us, because Obamacare, scary as that is alone, is now being implemented by an organization where many of us have trust issues with. And we'll discuss why the trust issues are so important when it comes to Obamacare. I mean, it's very easy to just, you know, take a look at Obamacare and dissect it down to, well, Obamacare is going to give health care to everybody, and it's going to help insure millions of people. That's very easy to say. It's an easy statement. I just said the statement, very easy to say, but when you actually look at the practicality, no. All right, there's a lot more to Obamacare than claiming they're going to be giving insurance to millions of Americans, especially as we've had now more Americans out of health insurance because of the job-killing proponent of it. And employers say, to heck with this, insurance is too costly, I'm just not going to purchase insurance at all, or I'm not going to hire any more new employees. So I probably this year have seen the most amount of uninsured patients I have in my life out of my practice of 13 years. So, going back to the IRS is basically at the crux of Obamacare. It has to be involved because that's the only way Obamacare was deemed constitutional. That was the only way. The Supreme Court had to tweak the law and implore that this is a tax in order for them to not strike down Obamacare. Thank you, Supreme Court. So now the IRS is even more involved than we ever wanted it to be. The IRS is filling the quote-unquote Obamacare offices with 21,000 agents and officials to make sure citizens and companies will comply with the new health care law or pay a fine. You would think all this money and effort could go to more use helping sick people. Honestly, you know, rather than spending all this bureaucratic time on taxing and enforcing, I mean, if you really care about the American people, why don't you use that money and why don't you staff hospitals and medical centers that give free care instead of manning the IRS? It just doesn't make any sense to me. For example, the IRS, they say, will be in charge of analyzing hospital community benefit activities, which it has never done before. I want to look up these community benefit activities that hospitals need to do. I think community benefit activities are wonderful. I love doing fundraisers. I love doing health fairs. I think it's great. I love that stuff. I wish I could do them every week if I could. All right. But it's kind of hard, okay, because, you know, you have to do your job. You have to still go to work. You can only do so much community work, all right? I mean, you know, giving healthcare advice on the radio is wonderful, all right? And you don't make hardly any money doing it. I'll tell you that right now. But you still have to be able to work, go to work, you know, do things that you need to do. So I want to kind of look more into this community benefit activities that the hospitals are supposed to be doing. Now, I guess there are certain steering committees and certain program management offices for services and enforcement offices and services and enforcement exchange working teams. Most of these to be overseen by the Lois Lerner, who just currently took the Fifth Amendment when about to be asked questions about the suspicious IRS witch hunt with conservative groups. Okay? So, from what we understand, there's supposed to be the Affordable Health Care Act Executive Steering Committee that's responsible for overall program coordination and implementation of the Obamacare across the IRS, co-chaired by Deputy Commissioner for Services, et cetera, et cetera. I talked about this in the previous program. Three program management offices, PMOs, but you got to hear about this one. Services and Enforcement, Modernization and Information Technology Services, and the third is Healthcare Council. This one kind of confuses me a little bit. Healthcare Council. Why are IRS agents and IRS employees on Healthcare Council? Are any of them doctors, PAs, nurse practitioners, nurses, dentists, pharmacists? Who's making up this Healthcare Council within the IRS? Why does the IRS need a Healthcare Council? I'd like a little bit more explanation on that one, please. For functional ESCs, which are executive steering committees, okay, and services and enforcement exchange working teams. I'm not going to go through all of them. So as you can see, a lot of bureaucratic mumbo-jumbo that we're paying for by our way. By the way, we're paying for this. In addition to the Obamacare taxes, this is where our tax dollars are going. Again, I would really love 2,000 healthcare workers to be strategically placed throughout the United States, manning free clinics. I think we would, I think we would probably do a lot more good, a lot more life saving. But no. We have to tax, and the IRS has to make sure they get that tax, and that they get that money from those of us that pay taxes. What was the statistic? 50% of Americans pay taxes. Just 50%? So, why is the IRS scandal, where conservative groups so deleterious and detrimental to Obamacare? Many liberals think that the Republicans or the conservatives are making much to do about nothing. But where the problem lies is that the IRS is so entangled in Obamacare and implementation and making sure the right people are paying the taxes versus the wrong people. Remember, like we talked about yesterday, the only way Obamacare could even survive is if people are paying into the system. Healthy people have to pay into the system. So if certain people get out of it, all right, get the tax-exempt status, certain groups, certain unions, certain groups get tax exempt from it, that puts more of the burden on the non-tax exempt people or the people that the IRS doesn't seem to favor. You cannot have an IRS that's biased. All right? Now, many people go, Dr. Dahlia, please, really, you didn't think the IRS was biased before? No, I never said that. Okay, I mean, I'm sure there's been a lot of baloney going on. All right, you know, issues that we've heard about that happened in the Clinton administration, et cetera. All right, but no, I don't think we're all naive. But if we have actual proof that this has been going on, why don't we work towards, if the IRS is not able to stay unbiased, if it's almost impossible for them because they have so many workers? I guess the latest defense of the IRS is it was two workers that went rogue. Then fine. If that's your defense, that it was two workers in the IRS that went rogue, that decided to go after conservative groups, to me that means you do not know how to control your troops. And if the IRS does not know how to control their staff, how the heck are they supposed to be able to control Obamacare and all these councils that they want to control? If they admit to having rogue employees, this is almost like A Few Good Men, right? Tom Cruise's argument to Jack Nicholson, if they were to follow your orders, and your orders are clear as a bell, then why was Santiago in danger in the first place? Same argument. If the IRS can't control rogue employees, then they are in no position to be in charge of seeing who doesn't have to pay and who pays the IRS tax. End of story. They've proven incompetent. They can't do that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess NASA is investing in a 3D printer that could create meals from cartridges that are full of carbohydrates, protein powders, and oil. NASA has just given 3D printer firm Systems and Materials Research Corporation a six-month, $125,000 grant to focus on developing a universal food synthesizer. I love NASA. These guys rock. You know how much they've contributed to our... It's amazing. It's not just about space with these guys. I love these guys. The device is similar to the replicator used in several of the Star Trek TV series, which enabled crew members to create their favorite foods. According to Mail Online, NASA is investing in the project because it wants to make it easier to transport nutrients in bulk through space. But Systems and Materials Research Corporation, SMRC founder, Anjan Contractor, believes the device will ultimately help solve the Earth's looming food crisis. I hope $125,000 is enough money. Okay, somebody created something like this is going to probably want millions of dollars. With the Earth's population one day predicted to reach 12 billion people, the strain on our food sources will become immense. Do you guys ever think about that? Do you guys ever think about that we would run out of food? Yeah, that's why I get so frustrated when you hear these reports of how many millions of dollars of food we Americans throw away every year. You know, remember we talked about ways to keep food a little longer so you don't have to throw food out? I mean, I notice in our family we do buy less food just because I'm tired of going to the grocery store, spending $150 on groceries to make two meals. Don't you hate that? I mean, you'll get milk, you know, and some cereal. You'll get some bread for some sandwiches. You'll get some meat and vegetables and fruit and, you know, things for dinner. After a couple days, it's used up and you got to go grocery shopping again. And so I've been buying just the right amount of food I need until it expires so I can not waste money on food at the grocery store. All right, but we do. We go through a lot of food, and I think we take that for granted. You know, we could very easily just go and get food, but as the world's population increases, and as we start to have certain shortages, remember, chocolate is supposed to be in short supply by 2030. The chocolate crops, the crops that make cocoa, are, from what I understand, becoming endangered because of certain climate changes and soil depletion. Chocolate. I want to start stocking up and storing that. It could get ugly later. Of course, freeze-dry guy. Don't forget about freeze-dry guy. So anyway, to be able to make food is it makes sense. Remember they made a hamburger in the lab. It cost, what, hundreds of thousands of dollars, this hamburger? They were actually able to make a string of meat, a layer of meat in the laboratory because they're trying to figure out ways to make food. This is no joke. People predict that only the very rich will be able to afford to eat real meat, fish, and vegetables. And Contractor of that company, his name is Contractor, predicts everyone else will eat customized, nutritionally appropriate meals synthesized one layer at a time from cartridges of powder and oil that they buy at the corner grocery store. Is that spooky or what? So you go to the grocery store and you buy the powder and the oil. Well, what if that is in short supply? I would probably be yelling at the kids if they knock that sucker over and it spills on the ground. They say with traditional food sources extremely rare, those powders could be anything containing the right organic molecules, even including insects. Dutch technology company TNO Research has suggested that 3D printing could make it possible to turn food-like starting material like algae, insects, and grass into edible meals. Now, you guys knew this was coming. Right? For years on my show, I've been giving you reports that researchers are saying it's okay to eat bugs. You could eat bugs. We talked about which bugs could be poisonous, which bugs aren't, and certain bugs you could eat because they have carbohydrates and they have protein. And you all were like, ooh, gross, Dr. Dahlia, ooh. And I was even going, ooh, gross, ooh. But I knew this was going to come back to haunt us. All right? By golly, these researchers are going to force us to eat the bugs and insects. So they're going to probably crush that stuff up. Well, isn't strawberry flavoring from crushed up bugs the pink coloring, isn't it? I mean, I know you use real strawberries, but wasn't there a report that some of the pink coloring of foods comes from bugs? Yeah. All right. They say pizza is an obvious candidate for 3D printing. because it has distinct layers and only requires the print head to create one substance at a time. So that makes sense because the pizza printers, from what I understand, they're going to do first. They're going to start building that within the next couple weeks. And he says he has already printed a chocolate bar using the technology. Whoa, cool. All right, thank God. I mean, I know y'all are talking about vegetables and pizza. I am really worried about 2030 and they're not being chocolate. So basically, to make a pizza, they first print a layer of dough, and it's baking at the same time it's being printed by a heated plate at the bottom of the printer. Then it'll lay down the tomato base, which is also stored in powder form, then mixed with water and oil. You see how easy that is to do? And then the pizza could be topped with a protein layer, which could come from any source, which could mean insects or algae. I'm not sure how they would do the cheese. I mean, if there's powdered milk that you could use to make milk, then I'm pretty sure there's a way to make cheese. And then you heat it up and melt it. There's your pizza. I think pepperoni would be pretty tough to do because pepperoni has a lot of heterogeneity in terms of its spices. So I'm not sure how that would do. But that's cool, Star Trek cool. But you guys realize, I mean, we may be looking at a huge food shortage. And these researchers are going to get insects and bugs into us any way they can. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm looking forward to seeing the new Star Trek movie. I know a lot of good movies are out. We got Man of Steel. We got the Star Trek movie. We're going to probably watch the Star Trek movie first because it's been out a little while longer. And I'll tell you guys how that looks. To me, I'm worried I'm going to get a headache watching it because there's a lot of things going on, a lot of flashings, a lot of lights. It looks very busy. These movies are just created for people that they think are turning ADD. I mean, they feel like they have to have all these colors and action and all this stuff going on because otherwise people are going to get bored. But looking at the preview, I hope I don't get a headache. So I'm going to make sure we sit far enough back for that one. All right. Apparently, the average barbecue contains twice as many germs as on a toilet seat. They found outdoor barbecues could contain 1.7 million microbes per 100 square centimeters, which is 124% more than a toilet seat. So you got soil, E. coli, salmonella, listeria, all of which could cause some staggering diseases. And don't forget a lot of germs also on your seats and your arms. We'll talk about that and grilling safety. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating, that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this morning we kind of woke up to some news, but we didn't really hear about it on most of the news stations because, of course, they had to cover what's been going on in Oklahoma. Tornado watch, severe weather, but we found out that a man with ties to Boston Marathon bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev was shot and killed after attacking an FBI agent during questioning in Florida. Okay, the man who was shot, his name was Ibrahim Todashev, 27 years old, apparently attacked the FBI agent with a knife. He was not suspected of having played a role in the bombing that had killed three people and injured many last month during the Boston Marathon, but he did confess to being involved in a brutal Boston-area slaying 2 years ago. Law enforcement officials said Todashev was being questioned as part of the FBI's effort to find and talk to anyone who had any contact with Tsarnaev, who was the older bombing suspect brother who had been killed in a shootout with police. Now, the shooting occurred early this morning. The agent, two Massachusetts State Police troopers, and other law enforcement personnel were interviewing, quote-unquote, an individual in connection with the Boston Marathon bombing investigation when a violent confrontation was initiated by the individual. During the confrontation, the individual was killed, and the agent, who had been threatened, sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Now, from what we understand about this gentleman, Todashev, he spent some time in the Boston area, according to, I believe this is NBC News, where he was a mixed martial arts fighter and had knew Tsarnaev there. Investigators say he confessed to the agent in Florida that he played a role in a triple murder in 2011 in which three men were discovered slain in an apartment at Waltham, Massachusetts. Their throats had been cut, bodies covered with marijuana. No suspects had been arrested. Officials say FBI agents were questioning Todashev yesterday. He was cooperative at first, but then later that night, he attacked the agent with a knife who shot and killed him. Officials say Todashev became violent as he was about to sign a written statement based on his confession. The officials say Todashev had had some connections with radical Chechen rebels, but they say it's not clear whether he had any role in radicalizing the older Tsarnaev brother. Todashev had been arrested for aggravated battery, I believe, a couple weeks ago after getting into a fight over a parking spot with another man at Premium Outlets in Orlando. Apparently, Todashev said that he pushed the other man after he got into his face, then came at him swinging. Again, he's a martial arts fighter. All right. Usually, when somebody has, you know, has martial arts ability, they're very well controlled. People with martial arts training are taught to use, you know, control, breathing techniques, learn to do defense, are not supposed to be on the offense because they know that their strength and their fighting ability can supersede somebody else who unknowingly and idiotically could be trying to get into a fight with them. So obviously, especially if he went after an FBI agent this morning and apparently got shot, he obviously had some temper issues. And then if he admitted to the slaying of three people, we have a real cuckoo here. He had been transported to the booking and release center without incident. His Miranda warning was read but not invoked. He had been released May 5th on a $3,500 surety bond. The man had been born in Russia, had U.S. citizenship, according to the affidavit. So where do we go from here? Okay, if he turns violent at the point of a written confession as they're trying to associate ties to the Boston bombing, all right, do they take this and run with it? Or are we not getting the full story? Was he somehow involved? Are we never going to know because he's dead now? Yeah, which also kind of makes you wonder how they weren't able to subdue him. And I mean, they did right. I mean, if somebody's going after your life, you do have the right as an FBI agent to protect yourself. But when we heard the news this morning going, you know, FBI had to shoot a possible suspect. You're like, why? How did he have a weapon on him during questioning? And number two is, how was he in a position where he could have actually threatened an FBI agent's life? But I'm not sure where this is going to go. I still don't believe that it was just the Tsarnaev brothers and that was it. I just don't buy that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, usually we have an underdiagnosis problem. Excuse me, where people that don't have insurance don't get diagnosed. This was an interesting report where they say emphysema or COPD is overdiagnosed among uninsured patients. They say 4 in 10 uninsured patients who have been diagnosed with COPD do not have COPD. All right? They think what's happening is there's an evaluation of symptoms, and they are holding off doing spirometry, which is a breathing test where you breathe into a machine, and then we look at what your forced expiratory volume looks like. We use spirometry in my office because I like to see how, you know, the patient's lungs are working, and it helps me gauge what I'm going to do to treat. But they're saying because of uninsured patients and the cost of getting spirometry, which could cost anywhere from $25 to $100 out of pocket, medical providers aren't running the test. So they will err on the side of caution and treat. So, if you're going to call somebody a COPD-er, at least have a chest x-ray, at least have a spirometry, but I understand that. If we're dealing with more and more uninsured patients, I am not going to withhold medication from a person who has COPD because they can't afford to get the testing. So I see what's happening here. I mean, if you have somebody that's having difficulty breathing, they've been a 50-plus pack-year smoker, you know, two packs a day for 25 years, all right, and they have wheezing, they get chronic infections, and I understand doctors wanting to, you know, jump in and do something. Some people say, well, why do spirometers cost so much? Why doesn't the doctor just do it for free? As much as we like doing things for free, spirometry can cost. These machines are expensive. The disposable spirette that you use, it probably cost me close to $400 a box of spirettes. Right, about 160 or 200 per case. So, I mean, the stuff adds up. Printing, toner, etc. Not to mention the liability, and there's only so much providers can do for free, and it's unfortunate. Researchers apparently have reevaluated 80 patients age 53 who had been treated at federally funded health center based in Akron, Ohio, that is designed to offer medical care to the uninsured and Medicaid patients. They found that less than 18% of the patients had undergone spirometry testing despite a global obstructive lung disease recommendation that COPD not be diagnosed without a test. I mean, here's the thing. When we're, you know, dealing with the issue of uninsured patients, okay, we're going to do the best we can. We're going to, you know, use whatever we can, all right, in our instinct and in our medical acumen to diagnose you. And if somebody can't afford the test, there's only so much people could do for free. All right. That's why the healthcare problem is such a huge, growing, convoluted problem. In order to get a proper diagnosis, many people need tests. I told you about when I was in training. Our attending yelled at us because we wanted to get a CAT scan to rule out appendicitis. He's like, I didn't need to use a CAT scan. I could diagnose appendicitis. They have pain in the right lower quadrant, etc. So he tried to train us how to diagnose without using a CAT scan, which was good, very smart. But liability-wise, nobody's allowed to do it that way. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe. God bless.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.